I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So we've been talking about the ridiculous things that we did when we were younger as trends, fashion trends, whatever. When I was a kid, I shared that I wore a baseball helmet. Me and my friends all had them. We all wore them everywhere.
It's funny every time.
Going to the movies, going to the mall. You know, the Yankees, the Dodgers, I had an Orioles one, and it was just a thing. Everybody had a batting helmet that you wore to go hang out. I went roller skating with my batting helmet, and they would yell at me. They're like, not allowed to have your batting helmet on the skating rink floor while you're skating.
And were you like, safety first, yo?
That's one of the only reasonable times to wear the helmet.
That's the only one that makes sense.
It's going to fall off, and somebody's going to trip over. No hats on the skating rink floor. I used to get yelled at. And I saw this video the other day. It reminded me of the batting helmet thing. Like, there are teenage boys now that are wearing soccer cleats as a fashion statement. So they're going to the mall. They're going to the movies. They're hanging out with their friends.
I don't feel like it's a fashion statement. I feel like they're just trying to be disruptive. But that's fine.
Sure. That could be it, too.
That's what you do as a teenager.
617-655.
Kennedy, you don't understand fashion in 2025.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Cleats are in.
Cleats are apparently in if you're going to the mall.
I'll be falling on my butt all over the mall.
Kristen's from Derry, New Hampshire. Dan, this one might be close to your heart. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing good. What was that trend you look back on now? It's ridiculous.
So crisscross trend where you'd have on your jean overall shorts or even just jean overalls.
Is one of the buttons unbuttoned?
You'd only have one of them. Backwards and like only one. The other one would just be hanging down. Ridiculous looking, but I did TLC.
Yes. Remember TLC back in the day?
Yes.
Big baggy. Yes.
Yes.
Looking
only one arm up.
Yep.
I would like to discuss back when we would wear as many polo shirts as we could on top of each other. Like there'd be four polo shirts and then a button down on top of it.
Right.
But I only had one actual Izod shirt. So I could only wear that one on top. All the rest had to go underneath because they were fakes.
Oh, okay. See, when I
never could shake it up very much by changing up my colors. But right. I mean, good God, you couldn't put your arms down. You were like Ralphie's brother in A Christmas Story.
When I was younger, there was a certain brand of dude who would do like the double flipped up collar of the polo shirt at house parties.
Yes.
And you're like, oh, okay, that guy.
Yeah, I was never into that trend.
Oh, yes.
Matt is from God's Country, Charlestown. Good morning, Matt.
Hey, guys.
What is the ridiculous trend you did when you were younger?
We used to take whatever homemade implements we had, gardening shears, box cutters, whatever, and cut off the back of our basketball shoes, like our Air Jordans, to make them into slides.
Was this a trend, or did someone just trick you? Because I've never heard of this.
A little both.
I've never heard of that
so
one.
Those were expensive shoes, am I?
Yeah, for yeah.
At
absolutely.
The time, they were, you know, whatever.
Yep.
So when you got those, and then you cut them, and what did your mother say, is what I'd like to know.
So it was usually It was your old pair. So when like a year had gone by and you got a new pair, then you cut your old pair and you had slides.
And now they sell them. You can buy like Jordan mules.
See, our guy was a trendsetter.
You were.
You were a trendsetter, son.
Just ahead of my time.
That's it. That's it, my guy.
I've never heard of that.
No, fantastic. Me neither.
Hey, take him. Let's get our basketball shoes and a pair of scissors. I got an idea, guys.
They're like, Matt did it.
Let's go. Carson, grab your baseball helmet.
Gonna have a fight.
Amanda's from Abington. What did you do as a trend that you look back on as ridiculous?
I didn't do this, but a lot of people in my high school did, and it was the Nelly Band-Aid.
Yes. That was like 2004 is Country Grammar.
Yeah, explain that look, Dan.
There's so many. Yep. Nelly always wore a Band-Aid across his cheek, and no one ever really knew why, but there was like rumors that it was for like a family member who was in prison. So then there'd be a bunch of white kids from the suburbs running around with the Band-Aid on their face. Yep. This is my folks locked down.
100%.
So good.
I'm getting flashbacks on the text line. The JNCO jeans, the Juicy Couture tracksuits. At one point,
Juicy is back, by the way.
At one point, I had frosted tips, a silver bracelet, a necklace, jorts, and an Echo Unlimited shirt.
Oh, Echo.
For sure.
And you know what? All of that is coming back.
The
which
Echo
is the wild
of
part of it all.
Kelly's from Roslindale. What was that trend that was ridiculous when you were younger?
I used to take my pants so tight that I used to have an indent in the back of my thigh. And to make it one step further to keep it in, those jelly bracelets, I used to put that, you know, stretch that out so it fit over my calf. And then I'd fold the pants so tight that the peg of my pants would stay in all day.
I used to peg my Z Cavarici pants, Kennedy, back
in the
day.
So did my ex-husband.
Oh,
he
nice.
Would not leave the house. In college, he would not leave unless things were properly pegged. And you don't understand. There would be times where he'd have to re-peg 14 times because the fold wasn't just right.
Explain to Dan and for the young people that don't understand the pegging of the jeans.
So if you want to take your jeans and make them tight around your ankle, right? So you're going to take your jeans and gather up extra material, fold over.
In the back.
And then you fold up once so that it stays tight. And then you fold up twice. This is hurting my shoulder. So that you do it again.
Okay.
And then it doesn't move. And then you can't feel your foot.
Why?
But it looks, it looked good on him. I don't know what to tell you.
And we didn't just buy jeans that were tighter around
there
the ankle.
There was no such thing. They didn't make them like that.
No, Dan, I would have my Z Cavaricis pegged. I'd have on my,
Levi's Buttonfly 501.
Sure, yeah. And my Orioles batting helmet.
Boy, the girls must have come a running. You beast.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.